Good day, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. We are conveying the sentiment that we, in order to get to our goals and to get to the life that we were created to live, we have to reject mediocrity, we have to embrace individualism, and we have to be pursuing opportunities for growth and fulfillment versus comfort and security. And that security is usually a false sense of security that we hold in our careers mainly, not accepting the fact that anyone with a job can lose their job at any time for any number of reasons. And the fact that you have signed up to participated in what we call selling your time for money, you are effectively helping someone to build their dreams, and in most cases, you have given up on yours. And that is the word, whether you accept it or not, it is a matter that you have given up, because the evidence that you can, the evidence that you can create whatever it is that is on your heart and in your spirit to create can be disputed, but cannot be disproven. Because for whatever endeavor you might embark upon, whatever that dream might be, and whatever obstacles in your way, we can easily look around us, look somewhere on the internet, look somewhere in history, and we can find people who have 10x those obstacles and maybe 10x less talent and capabilities who have found a way to do it. And therefore, we are convinced, and it is undeniable, that it is not a matter of can't and can. It is a matter of those who will and those who won't. And if we can accept, and this is what I want to talk about, the big D, if we can accept that what keeps us from getting to the positions we want to get to, what stifles our growth, for the most part, is our lack of discipline, our unwillingness to build discipline. And there's a lot of misconception surrounding discipline. And ever since I was growing up, there's always that misconception that some people have discipline and some people don't. They're always saying, hey, Lewin, you're a disciplined guy. Oh, well, he's disciplined. And this person is disciplined. That person is disciplined. As if it is some form of a gift and some form of a genetic code. But this is something that I often say, and I've always been saying this, that we all have discipline. We all have discipline. We have the discipline to be on time for that show, that Netflix series. We have the discipline to watch it through to the end. We have the discipline to search for our coupons, and we have the tenacity and the discipline to argue for them. We have the discipline to follow up on something and see through until we believe that we have been served justice when something has been done wrong and we are out to correct it. We have the discipline in the areas of our lives that is convenient for us to build those discipline. But when it comes on to something that is uncomfortable, something that is boring, something that is mundane, but is necessary, the repetition that is necessary to go to the gym, to eat healthy, to study, to learn, to work on our craft, that eludes most of us. So what we do, we settle for the norm. And we not only settle for the norm because it's easy. We're settling for the norm because the norm is programmed into us, one, and the norm is a social order. Now, we're social animals. We want to fit in. That's high on the hierarchy of needs. We, as human beings, by nature, we want to fit in. And that's the biggest strive we will make, and you will find most of us doing, striving to fit in. So we come from humble beginnings, most of us, difficult times. And we push so hard. We are resourceful. We are determined. We work. We do every maneuver. We migrate to different countries. We endure the toughest of conditions to get from that level to the next level of fitting in. That is sold to us as the goal to get to a good job, a nice car, a nice house, 2.5 children, and a couple of vacations a year. And nothing is wrong with that if that's what our heart desires. But most of us want more. Studies show that over 85% of Americans are dissatisfied with their jobs. But a handful of people are willing to do anything about that dissatisfaction that they feel. We settle. We accept it. We convince ourselves. We're looking for the solutions outside. We don't want to strive. We don't want to get out of that comfort zone that we have gotten ourselves to. And though it is hard, though we have this mental turmoil and this physical turmoil going on, we stick to the known hell. Because human nature dictates that we are fearful of the unknown. Even though we are taught by those who have gone before us that the life we want is outside of our comfort zone. It's the level when we are able to transcend that fear. How do we do it though? What takes us there? And while there is a handful of traits that one needs to get themselves to this position, there is this one that keeps coming back over and over and over again. That is the foundation of moving a life forward, of leveling up a life. And that is discipline. If you spend the next 2 years, 24 months, 36 months of your life figuring out the discipline part of it, while the world is distracted and have a short attention span, if you can dial in, study, research, just do a deep dive into building a disciplined life and a disciplined lifestyle in the areas of your life that you know will bring you to your dreams. If you can do whatever it takes to build those disciplines, you would have been halfway there, or maybe 75% there, because that's what everything is built on. Every successful life is built on a level of discipline that is extraordinary. And I'll close with this point. And I've often said it, that ordinary people get ordinary results. And ordinary people are only ordinary because they choose to only do ordinary stuff. And the people who are extraordinary are the people who have made the choice or are determined to do extraordinary stuff. And they are the ones who get extraordinary results. There is absolutely no magic. There's zero magic. And those extraordinary results are a product of discipline. Cultivate discipline in your life, and it will unlock the biggest door to your dreams. Have a good day, guys. Always a pleasure. See you on the next podcast.